May 10th, 2021. Welcome, this is Kathleen Pearl. Revelation 6, the day of the Lord. I'll start with, and I'm going to break this down into sections. This past week, the Mennonite pastor back in North Carolina gave a Sunday message on Revelation 6. I've been getting a message on Revelation 6 this past week that I've been compiling and mulling over and praying over and agonizing over. Also, another gentleman, Nathan Leal, has a revelation from Revelation 6, 1 through 3. The rider on the white horse. In addition, Ed Umling has just posted up yesterday a insight from the Holy Spirit on Revelation 6, the four seals, pardon me, and how it parallels the Matthew 24 discourse by our Lord his Olivet discourse. Okay, Revelation 6. I'm going to go ahead and read it, and then I'll break down the insight that the Holy Spirit has given me over what verses. And I saw when the Lord opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went forth to conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." Isn't that interesting? The second beast. Who are these beasts? I guess living creatures is what someone else says. So I would, living creatures, I would take a cognitive leap and say it's likely it was the cherubim around the throne. And there went out another horse, red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And behold, a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see, you hurt not the oil and the wine." Verse 7, and when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed him with him. And power was given to them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. All right, so this is a very interesting passage. I'm not going to get into this, but the four horsemen of the apocalypse we will see as they are released are the first four seals. Each seal lines up with one of the releases of the apocalyptic horsemen. And isn't it interesting? I've never, ever seen this before. I've been studying this book for around 40 years. That is the beasts that speak and declare what the horsemen are doing. All right, let's go to the fifth seal. Now, there's a break here. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, do you not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given to every one of them. And it was said to them that they should rest yet for a little season, 3 months, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they should be, more should be fulfilled. I just want to touch on these three verses. The fifth seal has, and I have a book from Voice of the Martyrs. It's called By Their Blood. It's a reference book. And it documents over the nations, and since the turn of the 19th century to the 20th, from the 18th century, excuse me, to the 19th century, which is 120 years now, a little over, the martyrdoms and those who have been slain for their testimony for the word of God. And cumulatively, this one, the last 121 years or so, there have been more martyrs for the gospel than the entire time from Christ's death to 1901. So the cup of under the altar, the blood of the martyrs is being fulfilled quite rapidly. Now we're going to go to the sixth seal. The sixth seal. And I will read this passage, and then I will begin to break down and dial into it in a greater way, how this is being fulfilled at this time and is leading to the day of wrath or the day of the Lord, and what the day of the Lord is from some other prophetic books. Verse 12. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you that you break it open, and that it becomes wheat, and that you refine it. You take off the hulls, you crush it, and you make it bread for us. Bread from heaven, Jesus. The spirit of prophecy is the spirit of Jesus. And thank you for all that you are showing and revealing by your blood, Jesus, and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. In this next little segment, I'm going to say that probably about 10 days ago in prayer, I had a vision, and I saw the Lord's hands, and it all the six seals, he had a scroll in his hand, and all of the six seals had been broken, and he was opening the scroll, and it was just being opened. And you know, they read from right to left in the Orient, in the East. And the scroll was being opened. Now, all of the six seals on a scroll have to be broken in order to open the scroll. And the Holy Spirit was telling me the seals have been broken and the scroll is being opened.